Hi, everybody. I'm Len Wells. It's time now for the news from the Steve Thompson Country Financial News Desk. Steve Thompson, your country financial representative, located on the square in West Salem. Well, at the most recent meeting of the Fairfield City Council, members were informed that the Board of Fire and Police Commissioners had approved the promotion of City Patrolman Brad Sager to the rank of Sergeant. Sergeant Sager's promotion comes after the announced retirement of Sergeant Warren Musgrave. Fairfield City Council has announced that Carol Duggar will become the new sexton at the Maple Hill Cemetery in Fairfield. Mr. Duggar will be replacing longtime sexton David Milner, who has announced plans to retire. The cemetery sexton oversees the operation, care, and maintenance of the city-owned cemetery. City Council approved an agreement with Harmon Engineering to oversee upgrades to the municipal airport's fueling system, including filtration improvements and a system that would allow pilots to pump their own fuel with the use of a swipe card. City is seeking a federal grant to pay for the replacement of fueling and filtration systems at the airport to bring it into compliance with new aviation rules. The estimated cost of the project's been pegged at about $315,000, with the federal government picking up 80% of the cost. And the City Council has voted to extend an oil and gas lease with Harvest Oil Company. It's the firm that's operated oil wells located on the Fairfield Municipal Airport property for many years. More news after this.
At F&B, we're always keeping your best interest in mind, and now we're offering Ever Alert, a notification system that keeps you updated on recent debit card transactions. Sign up for notifications at any F&B location to receive a text or email within minutes of your debit card transactions. And the service is free to all F&B debit card holders. Have questions or want to sign up? Give us a call at 842-2107. FNB, member FDIC. Wireless carrier text message rates or charges may apply.
Because insurance is a must, calling someone you can trust, State Auto, a friend you can depend on.
Life can be tough. That's why you need friends you can depend on for your homeowner's insurance. The State Auto Insurance Companies can protect your home and all of your possessions from the storms of life. State Auto and your independent agent have a policy that's designed with your specific needs in mind. We provide you with the best coverages and fast and fair claim service when you need it. And that's all at a great price, especially if you have your auto or other policies with us. For more than 75 years, State Auto has been insuring customers just like you from the storms of life. You can depend on us for the best in homeowners insurance value for your money.
Because insurance is a must. Call on someone you can trust. State Auto. A friend you can depend on.
See the professionals at CSI Insurance, 108 West Main, Fairfield, or call 842-2193 for more information.
Students from Center Street School recently took part in a speech contest sponsored by the local Modern Woodmen of America. This year's topic was inventions that have improved the quality of life. This year's winner at Center Street School, first place, goes to 7th grader Sarah McGeehee. 7th grader Lucy Britt took second place, and 6th grader Caleb Vaughn came in third. Each of them will receive a plaque and gold award pin. Sarah and Lucy now advance to the county contest that has been set for April 17th. Jeff Grade School held its Modern Woodman Speech Contest Wednesday. First place went to Chase Hallam, the 8th grade son of Ron and Sheila Hallam. Second place went to Kira Freeman, a 5th grader, the daughter of Jason and Tamala Freeman. Third place went to Avery Vinson, 7th grader, the daughter of Michael and Abby Vinson. The Edwards County Community Unit School Board met this week to talk about goals for the coming school year. One goal is to employ a social worker guidance counselor for the elementary grades. Now, according to Superintendent David Cowger, the district is also anticipating $197,000 more per year in state aid starting later this month. There was also discussion about bringing back some high school vocational classes. The Greater Wabash Regional Planning Commission Board of Directors held their annual dinner recently in Lawrenceville. A progress report was given by Executive Director Sarah Mann, and the board elected new officers. 2018 officers elected are Chairman Joe Judge, Vice Chairman Rob Annis, Secretary Scott Merkel, and Treasurer Randy Hallam. Four of the board members were honored for their many years of service on the Greater Wabash Regional Planning Commission Board of Directors. Donald Price was recognized for 10 years of service. Donald is a representative from Wabash County and serves as the Revolving Loan Fund Chairman. Larry Miller was recognized for 20 years of service. Larry is a representative from Richland County and serves on the Personnel Committee as chairman. Also recognized for 20 years of service was Scott Merkel of Fairfield, who represents Wayne County. Scott is on the Revolving Loan Fund Committee and has served as the board secretary for 11 years. For 30 years of service, Charlotte St. Ledger was recognized. She's a representative from Edwards County and served as the chairman for over 10 years from 2006 till 2017. Charlotte is currently active on the Personnel and Revolving Loan Committees. The Greater Wabash Regional Planning Commission is a federally designated economic development district that serves seven counties, Crawford, Edwards, Lawrence, Richland, Wabash, Wayne, and White. More news after this.
We're growing with you.
Horizon Healthcare cares deeply about your health and wishes to be available to care for you when you need us most. That is why we guarantee a scheduled appointment within 24 operating hours with one of our seven trustworthy medical providers. Your guaranteed appointment at Horizon Healthcare will be made with the most available provider at the time of your request. This is open to all new and existing patients of Horizon Healthcare. At Horizon Healthcare, we strive to provide accessible healthcare to our community and are here to serve you during your time of need. Simply give Horizon Healthcare a call at 842-4617 to schedule your appointment today. Horizon Healthcare, caring through a lifetime.
We're growing with you.
Wayne County Sheriff's Police report the arrest Tuesday afternoon of 33-year-old Jeffrey G. Farr of Wayne City on a charge of domestic battery. During an alleged argument, Farr is accused of tossing 32-year-old Amber D. Grimes across the room into a wall. Farr fled the scene of the incident into a nearby field. He was later picked up by police at Wayne County Road 200 North at 150 East. Farr was booked at the county jail on a charge of domestic battery. Carmi City Police report the arrest of 31-year-old Seth U. Perry of Carmi on charges he violated an order of protection. The protected party was identified as Crystal M. Boaz, 36, of Carmi. Perry was arrested at 203 and a half 6th Street in Carmi, bond 150 cash. Michael Anthony Smith, 33, of Carmi, arrested Tuesday on a charge of battery. Smith is accused of battering 55-year-old Ronald L. Beck of Carmi during an altercation in front of the 5th Street Market. Mr. Smith allegedly fled the scene, was picked up around 5:20 Tuesday night by a state trooper, bond 150 cash. A Ridgeway man was hurt Tuesday in a single vehicle crash on Route 1 down at Omaha. Police identified the driver as 26-year-old Dave R.V. Tremenez. Police report that Tremenez was driving a 2017 Toyota southbound on Route 1 at Harrell Street in Omaha when he drove off into a ditch on the west side of the road. Toyota then hit a culvert, causing it to roll over. Tremenez was injured and taken to an area hospital. He was cited for improper lane usage. Friends of the Fairfield Public Library will be conducting their spring book and bake sale on Saturday, April 21st from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Now, the library has a number of newly donated books which will be offered to patrons for the first time during the sale. The Friends are raffling a collection of spring items including picnic supplies, garden tools, a bird feeder, and a lime green Vera Bradley tote. Tickets are available at the library desk with the winner to be drawn May 11th. The collection's on display at the library. Baked goods can be brought to the library on Friday, April 20th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. or on Saturday the 21st by 9:30 a.m. Books can be donated whenever the library is open. Crude oil prices, wow, up again. Local refineries this time raised their offering another $1.25 a barrel. Today they're paying $59.75 for a barrel of locally produced crude oil. In local and area deaths, 80-year-old former McLeansboro resident Denzel Lee Clark died Monday at his home in Hardinsburg, Kentucky. He was a retired auctioneer and a member of the Argo Summit Masonic Lodge in Summit, Illinois. Survivors include two sons, Kurt and wife Sheila Clark of Hickory Hills, Illinois, and Craig and wife Josette Clark of Wilmington, Illinois, a daughter, Valerie Clark of Hardinsville, Kentucky, six grandchildren and one great-grandchild. Services for Denzel Lee Clark will be 2 p.m. Saturday at the Golson Funeral Home in McLeansboro. Visitation will be 11 o'clock Saturday morning until the time of service at Golson's in McLeansboro. Masonic rites will be held at 1:30 by the McLeansboro Masonic Polk Lodge, number 137. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to the donor's choice and will be accepted at Golson's in McLeansboro. 67-year-old West Salem resident Ada Littlepage died Wednesday. She retired from Champion Labs at Albion in 2013. Survivors include a daughter, Melinda Hobson of Carmi, a son, Thomas, and wife Shannon Littlepage of Hazleton, Indiana, four brothers, Ray and wife Lil Lamar, John and wife Carla Lamar, and Hobart and wife Emily Lamar, all of Hazleton, Indiana, and Alan and wife Lisa Lamar of Mount Olympus, Indiana. Also surviving are several nieces and nephews, 9 grandchildren, 13 great-grandchildren, and 2 on the way. Services for Ada Littlepage will be 1 o'clock Friday at the Ingram Funeral Home in West Salem with burial at Zion United Methodist Church Cemetery at West Salem. Visitation will be 11 a.m. until the time of service Friday at Ingram's in West Salem. 81-year-old McLeansboro resident Jacqueline Green Eddy died at 11 p.m. Tuesday at Hamilton Memorial Hospital in McLeansboro, a member of St. Clement's Catholic Church in McLeansboro. She was the owner of Jackie's Daycare. She was also a member of the Belleville Diocese Pre-Cana Group, operated a child care facility for 32 years, and had worked at Elder Manufacturing Company in McLeansboro for several years. Survivors include a son, Mike Green, and wife, Carrie, of Kingman, Arizona, 4 daughters, Anita Wyant of Thompsonville, Illinois, Becky Sheckles and husband, Dwayne of Carmi, Kathy Mitchell and husband, Chris of Enfield, and Laura Zachman and husband, Frank of Dahlgren, 2 sisters, Pat Clapper of Downey, California, and Margie Rickle of Lafayette, Indiana, a brother, Henry Bud Linderer, Jr., and wife, Janet of St. Genevieve, Missouri, a sister-in-law, Joyce Linderer of St. Genevieve, 16 grandchildren, 25 great-grandchildren, and 1 honorary special daughter, Tasha Younglove Toma. Funeral services for Jacqueline Green Eddy will be 10 o'clock Saturday morning at St. Clement's Catholic Church in McLeansboro with burial in St. Clement's Cemetery at McLeansboro. Visitation will be Friday evening, 6 until 8 at the Harry Funeral Home in McLeansboro with a rosary service at 7 p.m. 76-year-old Fairfield resident Delbert Lee Bud Anthus died Thursday, April 5th at Evergreen Hospital in Kirkland, Washington. He worked for the Illinois Department of Transportation in New Lenox, Illinois, till his retirement. He was a veteran of the U.S. Army, serving during the Vietnam War as an ammunition truck driver in Germany. Funeral services for Bud Anthus will be 1 p.m. Friday at Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield with burial in Shrewsbury Cemetery at Mill Shoals with full military honors. Visitation will be 11 o'clock Friday morning till the time of service at Johnson and Vaughn in Fairfield. Memorials may be made to the First General Baptist Church in Fairfield and will be accepted at Johnson and Vaughn in Fairfield. 89-year-old Robert Bozarth of Sisney died at 9:55 Monday morning at his home. He had been a bulk fuel distributor for Standard Oil and was a lifelong farmer and member of the Blue Point Free Will Baptist Church. Services for Robert Bozarth will be 11 o'clock this morning at Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield with burial at Sisney Cemetery. Visitation will be 9 o'clock this morning till the time of service at Johnson and Vaughn in Fairfield. Memorials may be made to the Blue Point Free Will Baptist Church and will be accepted at Johnson and Vaughn in Fairfield. 77-year-old Dahlgren resident Mary Ellen Tennyson died Sunday at her home in Dahlgren. She was a homemaker. Funeral services for Mary Ellen Tennyson will be 1 o'clock this afternoon at the Harry Funeral Home in Dahlgren with burial in the Oddfellow Cemetery at Dahlgren. Memorials may be made to the Oddfellow Cemetery at Dahlgren, and those will be accepted at the Harry Funeral Home in Dahlgren. Well, if you missed any of today's obituaries, click on our website at WFIWradio.com. Our obituary page is updated throughout the day. Reporting for WFIW News, I'm Len Wells.
It's a huge mattress sale at Eubinger's Furniture Company. We have twins and fulls, queens and kings. We even have ones that raise the head and legs. And right now at Eubinger's, almost all of them are on sale. Twin mats are just $179. Queen memory foam mattresses with wireless adjustable base now on sale for only $11.49. If you want the ever-popular hybrid models, well, queen sets start at $8.99. So hurry out to the huge mattress sale only at Eubinger's Furniture Company, where the deals are worth the drive. Highway 50 East 4.
Get what you want and nothing else when you order a la carte internet from Wabash Communications. Wabash Communications is now able to offer a la carte internet called broadband only with fast download and upload speeds, reliable service, and unlimited data usage. No phone services required for our broadband only plans. Our broadband only menu includes packages up to 1 gig download. Call us at 665-3311 now to order. Service availability and internet speed will depend on location. Contact us for details.
Time for a Thursday look at sports. High school baseball, Salem over FCHS 6-5, Sisney over Edwards County 7-1. High school softball, FCHS over Salem 7-6. Edwards County beat Sisney 10-0. In the JV contest, it was Edwards County over Sisney 6-1. College baseball, Wabash Valley beats Frontier 6-1. College softball, Frontier splits a doubleheader at Olney Central College. The Bobcats lost game 1-12-2. Won the nightcap 14-7 behind winning pitcher Haley Settle. Maddie Scammahorn had a solo home run and Sam Finn a 2-run shot in the win. Major League Baseball, Cardinals lose to the Brewers 3-2 yesterday afternoon. Adam Wainwright, who took the loss, allowed 3 runs and 8 hits in 7 innings. The Cardinals have lost 3 of 4 series this season. Elsewhere, the Cubs over the Pirates 13-5. White Sox beat the Rays 2-1. In the NBA last night, Pistons over the Bulls 119-87. College basketball, Illinois assigned 5 players to national letters of intent, including 3 guards and a 7-footer from Senegal. Coach Brad Underwood said Wednesday the Illini signed guards Andres Feliz from Northwest Florida State Junior College, Alan Griffin of Archbishop Stepanak High School in New York, and Tevian Jones of Culver City, California High School. Forward Georgi Bezanetvili of the Patrick School in New Jersey, and West African center Samba Kane of Florida Prep Academy. Guard Ayo Dosumnu of Chicago Morgan Park signed with the Illini last November. The recruiting class is currently ranked 13th in the nation by Rivals.com. On the schedule today in high school baseball, FCHS hosts Johnston City. It's a game you can hear on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM and online at NetworkOneSports.com. First pitch at 4:30 this afternoon. Wayne City hosts Weber. Sisney is at Sandoval. Edwards County at home against Hamilton County. High school softball, FCHS hosts Johnson City at 4:30. Edwards County at home against Hamilton County. Wayne City hosts Weber. High school boys track, FCHS is at Flora. In high school girls track, FCHS is at West Frankfort. High school tennis, FCHS plays at Marion. College baseball, Frontier hosts Southwestern Illinois at 3 p.m. Major League action, Cardinals take on Cincinnati. You can hear the game at WOKZ 105.9, beginning with the pregame show at 4:45. Cubs at home against Pittsburgh, and the White Sox are in Minnesota. That's a Thursday check of sports. Have a great day. Forecast calling for sunshine today with a high 78. Clear tonight, low 60. Partly cloudy tomorrow, high 75. Scattered showers on Saturday with a high 65. For Sunday showers, high 48. And for Monday, partly cloudy with a high 48.